The National Cabinet will meet today. It'll discuss the Victorian COVID outbreak, but also managing the arrival of international flights. Several states are capping the number of planes coming in to ease pressure on quarantine hotels and health facilities. While tourists aren't flying in, plenty of Australians are or thinking about it. They're worried about the prospect of more barriers being put up to coming home. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
In a time of crisis, Australian expats have had to decide whether to stay abroad or come home. In the last month, 28,000 people arrived in Australia, most of them returning citizens and permanent residents. Alexis Rosenberg is one who decided to stay.
So I moved to Tokyo in 2015 and I've been here ever since.
The lawyer is worried a cap on international flights to Australia could leave her stuck in the event of an emergency.
My mum lives alone in Australia and, you know, it's hard being away at the best of times, but at least I've always felt like I could come home if something happened to her. And, you know, the thought that, like, not only flight prices skyrocketing because of these artificial limits, but the fact that we could be on waiting lists or just not able to get flights at all is really scary.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously warned Australians abroad they should return home. But Alexis Rosenberg says that's not realistic.
My job is here. My husband's job is here. He doesn't have a spouse visa yet, so he couldn't even work if we came back to Australia. I mean, the idea that we should have come back in February, so what, we should have quit our jobs and come back? I think people sort of are perceiving returnees from overseas as these like frivolous travelers that have been on holiday in Europe, but I work here, this is how I make money, and so if I was to come back to Australia earlier, I wouldn't have had a job to come back to.
But new restrictions on the number of people allowed back into the country are likely. The rapidly spreading outbreak of COVID-19 in Melbourne has seen the Victorian government send all international flights to other states for 2 weeks. New South Wales is limiting international arrivals to 450 people a day, Western Australia aiming for 75 people a day. The issue is both the capacity of the hotel-based quarantine system that has been set up, as well as the capacity of the health system, given international arrivals could bring in more cases at a time when community transmission is growing. David Wooten is an Australian living and working in Hong Kong. He doesn't want further barriers to returning home.
If someone gets sick or you want to see someone, already we're penalised with effectively spending 14 days in isolation at each end. So any trip requires 28 days of isolation. But now there's the added, well, can you even get there? And can you get home or not?
National Cabinet will meet this morning to discuss the issue, along with managing the Victorian outbreak, quarantine arrangements and economic recovery. The leaders' decisions will be watched closely by expats around the world, hoping for some answers in uncertain times.
In the scheme of things, it's a first world problem and there's a lot bigger problems in the world. It does affect us, at least we're safe and healthy, but it would be good to know. It would be good to know with some certainty is what is the plan longer term.
Australian expat David Wooten, ending that report by Melissa Clark and producer Georgia Hitch.